Good morning. I'm Georges Benjamin. I'm the executive director at the American Public Health Association. I want to first of all welcome you here to Denver for our public health summit. We think this is a timely event in light of both the passage of health reform and B, in light of some of the concerns that we have about people who want to now move back the clock. So we think this is a very, very important event. I'm going to open up by doing a few administrative things and then turning over our program to our leadership here. I'd like to just first just thank some of the staff that put this together. This is we weren't quite sure how many people would actually make it this morning, and so we actually, you know, we got over 400 people registered, and we are unfortunately having to turn people away. So I think that that says a lot about the interest in this topic. I would like to just also publicly thank Charlene Bright, who's a staff person who's been working hardest, and many of you met Charlene at the front desk, and even though I think she's still sitting outside the room, if you please give her a great round of applause, I'd appreciate it. And just to also remind you that APHA has not been here to Denver since 1895. So it's been a while. But we're glad we're back. We think we've got an incredible venue for you, and those of you who are continuing with us for the rest of the meeting, I think will be a real treat for the many things we have here with our theme around social justice and public health. I'd also like to thank the California Endowment, and you'll get to meet Tony Iton, who's our moderator, in just a few moments, for their very, very strong support. Not only for long-term support for APHA, but for this summit in particular. And my task today is to point out that APHA likes to play a role as a convener of groups and people. That's kind of what we do best. We hold big parties. But the goal of today's summit is to help equip the public health community prepare for implementation of the new Health Reform Act, which shortened version we call the Affordable Care Act. Now, in addition, APHA really has been leading the way in social media within the public health community. I have to admit, about a year or two ago, I didn't know what a blog or a tweet was, but I'm now tweet ready. And for those of you who will be blogging or tweeting at this meeting, we want you to know that the hashtag for today's summit is #APHASummit. So the hashtag is #APHASummit. And if you don't know what that means, find somebody younger than 30 and they can explain that for you. Now, this is the first of several meetings that APHA hopes to convene. The next is actually a three-day meeting we're hoping to convene in June 22nd through 24th. Next year in Chicago to have a much, much robust discussion on the national level about health reform. And you think about it, the bill would have been passed over a year. We have begun implementing several provisions. The public health community will have been very much involved in implementing several of the provisions. We will be, of course, past the election we just went through. We'll be past the first round of legislative sessions that will have occurred after that election. And we'll have to figure out how we adjust our programs in light of any changes that may occur because of those two political events. I also wanted to point out that this session, the plenary component of these sessions, are available for continuing medical and education unit credit. There's a fee for that, I think it's about $50, but you can sign up for that. You do an evaluation, you pay the fee, you do an evaluation, you get the continuing education credit, but the plenary sessions here are certified for credit. Now, with that, I'd like to really introduce really a good friend of mine, Dr. Carmen Nevaris. As some of you know, Carmen is the current president of the American Public Health Association. She's an extraordinary leader, a longtime advocate, and really a huge force behind APHA's efforts to doing health reform. Now, we've been doing health reform for almost 100 years at APHA. Carmen's only been president for a year, and she hasn't been around quite that long. But I can tell you, for the time she has been around and has been involved in our efforts, she's been an extraordinary force in terms of moving our programs forward. And so without further ado, the president of the American Public Health Association, Dr. Carmen Nevaris.
Buenos días a todos. Yes. Okay. Well, as Dr. Benjamin says, APHA has been leading the way on health reform for over a century. We have a great stake to fame in this, and so I'm feeling that the kind of conversation that we're going to have today is going to be exciting, it's going to be provocative, and we will hopefully help to align ourselves in such a way that in this next phase of the political environment, that we will find our public health voice. There are a lot of issues out there. There's a lot to understand. There are more articles in that piece of legislation than any sane person can hope to master. So find that part that really relates to your interests. Find that part that people are talking about today that calls to your talents and to the needs that you administer every day. And please, please find a way to move this agenda forward. The next 2 years are going to be very hard for us in public health. Many forces are lining up to take their place and to push prevention and prevention funding over into the background. It's our job to make sure that we clearly, clearly communicate about what we mean in prevention, to make sure that we are able to very, very precisely articulate why this is important for our entire country, and to make sure that we are heard. It's not going to be enough to study health reform. You're going to have to be activists. If we want to have any role in health reform in the next decade, we've got to really stand up, get going, write letters, call senators, call congressmen and congresswomen, and really develop our agenda for public health, for prevention. Be very clear, and as they say, vote early, vote often. Vote for public health. Get out there and really let them know what you mean and what we stand for and why this is good for our country. This is a very, very exciting part of our meeting. It's long overdue. It's only the part, it's only the first step in a series of meetings on health reform. We hope to take this across the country and build more understanding across the country for what we're trying to do. So without any further ado, what I'd like to do is introduce our moderator for today's session, Dr. Tony Eitan from California Endowment, great friend, great leader, and very articulate voice for public health. Dr. Eitan.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. We got to get some excitement into this room because this is a really unique opportunity here that we need to take full advantage of. We have heard a lot of rhetoric around prevention. And now we're really at the crosshairs, the opportunity to put some practice to that rhetoric is upon us. And we have here three speakers that really have the experience and the opportunity in the federal and at state governments to tell us in some detail, in some specificity, and that's what we want to try to ascertain today, some specificity about what that practice needs to look like in prevention, in community health, and in making sort of true what we have said for the 100 or so years that APHA has been in business, that the United States needs to do. So this is a very unique opportunity, and obviously we're sitting in uncharted political waters. I was saying to some of our colleagues earlier that they ought to, you know, dust off their testimony outfits because they're going to be spending quite a bit of time on Capitol Hill explaining a lot of the details of the implementation of the Affordable Care Act to Congress, who may not be as predisposed to some of the aspects of prevention as we are in this room. So we have to support our leaders in this work, and as Carmen says, we have to vote for public health, and we have to make ourselves vocal. And we have a tendency in public health to get kind of wonky and, you know, focus on the policy, but not talk about our values, not talk about the principles of equity, of social justice that drive this work. And we need to do that. We need to do it loud, and we need to do it in harmony, and we need to support our leaders. Okay, so we're going to hear from a triumvirate of leaders in this world, and we're going to start with Dr. Howard Koh. Dr. Koh is the Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services. He serves as the Senior Health Advisor to Secretary Sebelius. He's been in this position since June of 2009, so he's had enough time to, you know, figure out pretty much where most of the bathrooms are. When his appointment as the Assistant Secretary of Health was confirmed by the Senate, Secretary Sebelius said, "Howard Koh is a world-renowned public health expert, a physician who has devoted his career to promoting prevention and wellness policies and reducing health disparities. He will be an outstanding Assistant Secretary for Health, and we look forward to his expertise and advice when it comes to making American families healthier and our health system stronger. Whether it's advancing health reform or working to implement the critical prevention programs in the Recovery Act, I am confident that Dr. Koh will work tirelessly on behalf of the American people." Dr. Koh previously served as Commissioner of Public Health for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts from 1997 to 2003, which is actually a pretty long tenure for a state health director, where he emphasized the power of prevention for the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, which included four public health hospitals and a staff of over 3,000 public health professionals. So he understands the public health system from the inside and from the outside. He's here to help outline the important provisions of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, along with updating us on other important public health initiatives that the administration is undertaking. Now, I mentioned leadership, and I underscore it intentionally in this work. The ability for us to make advances in public health practice at this time will depend heavily on the quality and the support that we offer to our leaders. So I commend Drs. Benjamin and Nevarez for convening this occasion today and the series of convenings that will occur over the next year. I implore you, when we get to questions and answers, to get to the meat. We want to get to the specifics. We want to get to the practice that is going to bring to life all of our rhetoric on prevention. So, big challenge, Dr. Koh. Welcome, Dr. Koh.